East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
The ANC in KZN says it's reminded the party's delegation in the northern region to strictly adhere to procedures when making leadership appointments. The party says it's advised Mkhanya Kude's deputy mayor to step down. Councillor Sibile Mdaka's appointment on Thursday comes after he was removed as mayor from the same municipality earlier this month. The ANC's Fanele Sibisi says the party's met with the delegation of the Nokuhamba Nyawo region. He says they've reminded them that all deployments must follow proper procedures.
We have full confidence in his leadership. We believe he has led the municipality with honor and dignity. We believe that the process that unfolded was not properly understood and it ought to be reversed, and the ANC will continue with its internal process.
Gauteng police have arrested a second suspect in connection with a deadly mass shooting in Westbury, Johannesburg. Two teenagers were killed and five others wounded over a week ago in what police are calling a gang-related attack. A 20-year-old suspect nabbed earlier this week has appeared in court. Spokesperson for the SAPS in the province, Brenda Moradili, says Gauteng's anti-gang unit yesterday arrested the second suspect, who's believed to have been the mastermind behind the shooting.
He faces two counts of murder and five counts of attempted murder. He is due to appear before the Johannesburg Magistrate Court on Monday, 3 November 2025.
The NPA in Gauteng says the first suspect is facing similar charges. The case was postponed to Thursday for a formal bail application, which the state says it will oppose. And a British historian and author says the ball is now in former Prince Andrew's court. It's after King Charles III this week stripped his brother of his royal titles as he continued to face scrutiny of his links to sexual assault and convicted US sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Buckingham Palace announced that Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, as he's now known, will be evicted from his private home on the grounds of Windsor Castle. The announcement came after renewed public outcry in the wake of a memoir published posthumously by one of Epstein's main accusers, Virginia Giuffre. Andrew Lowney, a historian and biographer of Andrew, feels King Charles has done as much as he could do.
It's now a case for Andrew to offer himself to the various authorities, the FBI, the Metropolitan Police, the lawyers of the victims. I think, you know, they do want, the Senate Oversight Committee, for example, has asked if he would speak to them. So I think the ball's slightly in his court to do something.
Back home, we have a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the northern interior and northwestern parts of KZN. Forecasters say hail, strong damaging winds, heavy downpours and excessive lightning may lead to flooding. Got a high of 24 degrees in Durban and the Berg, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay and Moy River 26, Margate 22, Ladysmith 30, Cockstead 20, Newcastle 29. Sea swells in Durbs this morning are reaching 3 metres with sunset at 18 minutes after 6, Cape Town 20 degrees, Johannesburg 25. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.